Diaries are supposed to be private, but sometimes we take a peek inside Anis, and it can be scary.
Deep, dark thoughts or a sounding board for the typically insane mom? Most people keep their diary to themselves.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Not Anna Zapp.
Dear Diary, there's always that mom. You know, the one that makes us look bad. While I was away this weekend, my husband finally took my toddler up to the hotel room for a nap, and I was left poolside with my 11-year-old, and I had big plans. Huge! I was going to read a book. Now, this is a book that I've been trying to read since the week I gave birth in 2009, where I thought I would have time on my maternity leave to actually read. I know, I was delusional. And here we are, 11 years later, and I still haven't read this book. It's called The Secret, and I heard it's a thing. Well, you know, it was a thing over a decade ago. But today, while I'm at this pool, I'm going to finally learn the secret, 11 years after everyone else already found out. But as I look over at my older daughter, Hayden, she's just sitting there, and she is sulking. She looks at me with those big brown eyes and says, "Mommy, can you come play in the pool with me?" And I longingly look at the lounge chair and know that I may never have another free hour again. My toddler will wake up, and then my life will return to finding goldfish in my bra and bribing her to eat broccoli that I swirled in Nutella. But I look deep into those brown eyes, and I beg her to just let me have 30 minutes to read and sit. She rolls her beautiful brown eyes, but she grudgingly agrees. As I sit and stretch my legs and I turn to page one, she shows up. Aqua Mom. You know the one. The mom that's really into activities. She immediately does a cannonball into the pool despite the shallow sign painted on the concrete. And then she demands to borrow her 7-year-old's goggles so she can teach them how to do a perfect backflip underwater. I look over at my daughter and see her staring at Aqua Mom, wishing that was me. I ignore the situation and push down my sunglasses, but then Aqua Mom starts coordinating chicken fights for her kids in relay races like this is some kind of Olympic competition. The only thing that's missing is her whistle. She probably had those kids in one of those weird water birthing pools that I watched on some TLC show. And as her kids are splashing and making the best memories with their pool-obsessed mother, she starts showing off her underwater handstands. Oh, nice! I glance over at my daughter, and she's just sitting in the corner of the pool, sad and wishing I could be more like Aqua Mom. I swore under my breath, threw the book in my bag. It'll probably be another 11 years until I find out what that secret is. And I make my way to the pool. And of course, the water is freezing. Apparently, Aqua Mom has no sense of temperature and skin like a dolphin. But I grin and bear it because that's what moms do. And as I asked Hayden, what did she want to play? She looked over at me with hope in her eyes and says, "Can you trade places with Daddy and have him come down to the pool?" As I hung my head and slowly walked back to the hotel room, I hear the familiar sound of my toddler crying as she's waking up from her nap. And at this rate, I'm never going to get to eat, pray, love. Until next time, Diary. Love, Anna.